Hi, I'm Sherry Yard,
the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. And for the next two segments, we're going to be doing a preview of the second annual Long Beach Burger Week, which starts a week from tomorrow. And there will be pictures posted of these ooey-gooey, over-the-top burgers that are going to be part of all of this. So you don't want to be missing that. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. As I mentioned, the second annual Long Beach Burger Week returns going from August 7th through 14th. Featured burgers are priced at a variety of price levels, everything from $5 up to $25, which includes burger cocktail combinations. We love this event. I think it's a lot of fun. Who doesn't love a delicious over-the-top burger? And we definitely want to give our listeners a preview of some of these monster burgers that are coming up. A restaurant that we haven't talked to in quite a while, and I'm not sure why, that was co-founded by Stefan Lee, is The Croft. The original location is in Anaheim at the Packing House. But specifically for Long Beach Burger Week, we're talking about The Croft location that is at the Hangar at LBX in Long Beach. And it is a pleasure to welcome Stefan Lee back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Stefan, good morning and welcome.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing? Long time no see.
Stefan, I apologize for that, but it's not because I don't appreciate you or your food, so understand that. Stefan, this is the second time that The Croft at the Hangar at LBX is part of Long Beach Burger Week. How did things go for you last year?
It was great, because, you know, we don't really specialize in hamburgers, but, you know, Terry really approached us on a great idea and to participate in the Burger Week. And we're like, let's give it a shot. So, you know, we came up with the burger last year, and it flew off the shelf like hotcakes. It was great.
Now, when we're talking about this burger, Stefan, that flew off the shelf like hotcakes, of course you specialize in poutine, and we'll get into that because that was kind of the foundation that the original Croft was built on. But tell us about this outrageous chili cheeseburger that you're going to be doing for Long Beach Burger Week. And again, to point out to our audience, we do have some pictures of this that are in our social media, both on our Facebook and our Instagram feed. So if you don't believe what Stefan is telling you in terms of that, you know, this is a proper hamburger, you know, you can see it for yourself. So give us the food porn, if you will, on the Croft chili cheeseburger that is around, Stefan, just for Long Beach Burger Week, I believe.
Yes, yes. And actually, I know how we'll be participating as well, but just solely for Long Beach. So basically, our chili cheese smash burger, it is a kind of like a creation that we put together from the from Oklahoma City, the onion smash burger. And then we kind of morphed it with some house-made chili. So basically, the bun is a brioche house bun that is made from bread artisan. Our ground patties are a house blend from ground meat that we get. It's two 3-ounce house patties smashed with some white onions with our house-made chili, two cheeses, pickles, and then on our brioche bun.
Now, don't sell yourself short here, Stefan. In addition to the burger, this also comes with, it's a full meal. So tell us what the side is, and I do believe there's also a beverage that's part of this package. And, of course, you need to mention the price because it's a heck of a value for what the guest is getting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You get a 12-ounce salmon soda as well as our side of french fries, which you can make it spicy as well. So for our chili cheese smash burger, fountain drink and side of fries. You get it for $15.
Stefan, I would say that is a pretty special deal. And again, to emphasize to our audience in terms of how you do things at the Croft, you know, you're not taking the chili out of a package or a can. This is house-made chili. I mean, that's definitely a nice touch for a fast casual restaurant.
Oh, yes, definitely. I think we take pride in everything that we do. So pretty much almost anything that we touch, we make it in-house.
Definitely good to know. Stefan, let's go back in history a little bit. When you and your partner created the original Croft in the Anaheim Packing House in Anaheim, what was your thought? What was your motivation? Because people now know, it's a number of years later, I think, they kind of know what poutine is. But when you launched the original Croft, unless you were from Canada, you really didn't know what poutine was.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think people get, you know, loaded fries and cheese fries mistaken for poutines, because technically a poutine is French fries, cheese curds, and gravy. So if you don't have all three components, they're not technically called a poutine. So a lot of people before were mistaken and called stuff cheese fries that were poutines, or would call cheese fries poutines, and they weren't really poutines. So as you know, people got accustomed to the Croft and really experienced our menu, they were educated and they're more knowledgeable about what a poutine really was, and now they know what a poutine should be offered.
And what's fun, Stefan, is you helped educate the dining public, which may or may not have been what your objective was when you originally opened in the Anaheim Packing House. I think you just wanted to survive. You know, it's nice that you were able to do that along the way.
No, thank you. Yeah, I think we just wanted to get some good food, some honest, good, made from scratch food that was, you know, comforting, but also good for the soul.
Hear, hear. And Stefan, I think our audience should know, originally when you embarked on that first great adventure that was the Croft in the Packing House, you really didn't come from a restaurant background. You know, you enjoyed eating, which, you know, certainly that's a good way to get into the business, but not necessarily one that is standard background.
No. My partner comes from real estate background, and myself, I came from a biotech background, so we had no culinary experience whatsoever. But now if you look, we have, you know, 3-4 locations, and we probably built 4 or 5 different concepts as well.
Stefan, I would say you've come a long way, and, you know, post-pandemic, you know, you're in great shape. Now, talking about other locations, Stefan, I know you've had something in the works in kind of the Chinatown area of downtown L.A. What's the most recent update on that, and will that be a Croft?
Yes, so L.A. has been in the works for many years, and finally we are at the final stage of getting ready to open. So we should be in the next couple of weeks stocking training, and then we will let you and everybody know when our stuff will be. But we're hoping by latest end of August, early September.
Stefan, that's exciting news, because I know that location has been a long work in progress,
Yes. Mainly
with factors that were, you know, totally out of your control, which frequently in the restaurant business, you know, this is the curse we all need to endure. So I'm glad to hear that the opening there is on the immediate horizon. Again, congratulations.
Thank you, Andrew. Really appreciate it.
You're also known, in addition for poutine, Stefan, you have some signature sandwiches that I know that you take some pride in. In addition to the poutine, what are some of your other bestsellers that are on the menu for our audience to enjoy when it isn't Long Beach Burger Week?
Oh, we have a plethora of sandwiches that our customers love and really enjoy. I think one of our top sellers is a porchetta, which is a house-trimmed pork belly that is marinated for 2 days, just slowly rotisserie, on top of ciabatta bread, salsa verde, caramelized onions, and then little arugula dressed in some EVO and lemon juice. That is actually a flavorful sandwich that everybody just really enjoys, and it's very decadent.
Stefan, no kidding, and that's actually one that we've talked about previously, so it's definitely one of your top hits, and glad to know that that is enduring as far as a menu item is concerned. Stefan, before we need to say goodbye, please let our listeners know what the best website for the Croft is so they can see the regular menu and, you know where the locations are. We've talked about Anaheim and the Packing House. And, of course, we've talked about the Long Beach location in the hangar. But share some of that other information, if you will.
Yeah, so anybody, visit us at www.thecroft.com, and you can order online. You can order catering meals as well online. And then it has all of our contact information to where you call us and get for any more information. It has our specials. You check us out on our Instagram at The Croft, and then also on Facebook.
And just in case anybody has a question, Croft is spelled K-R-O-F-T. And specifically, we've been talking about their location in the hangar at LBX, which is part of the upcoming Long Beach Restaurant Week. What they are doing is their double chili cheeseburger with grilled onions on a brioche bun that also comes with fries and a soft drink for the bargain price of $15. That is a pretty good deal. Stefan, all good wishes for Long Beach Restaurant Week, and we look forward to catching up with you again when Chinatown opens. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, it's part two of our preview for Long Beach Burger Week. We're also staying in the area of the hangar in Long Beach. We're talking with Chef Ross Pangilinan, who is the proprietor of Remix Kitchen and Bar. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.